请我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第13章。
Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们念34节和35节。
We read verse 34 and 35.
约翰13章34节。
John, chapter 13, verse 34.
主说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”
A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出。
By this shall all know that ye are disciples of mine, if ye have love amongst yourselves.
我们再看约翰一书。
And let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第4章。
1 John chapter 4.
第11节和12节。
Verses 11 and 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。Beloved,
if God has so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。No
one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
还是第四章，我们念20节和21节。
And again, chapter 4, verses 20 and 21.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If anyone say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen?
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。And
this commandment have we from him, that he that loves God, love also his brother.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。Lord,
we really thank you and praise you.
因为你爱我们，为我们舍己。Because
you loved us and gave yourself for us.
我们感谢你在桌子的面前。We
thank you that before your table,
你充分地给我们看见你是怎样的爱我。
You fully revealed to us how you loved us.
我们感谢你，借着你的圣灵，把你的爱充满了我们的心。We
thank you that through your Spirit you have filled us with your love.
我们今天在这里能说我们爱你。Today
we can say we love you here.
因为你先爱了我们。Because
you have loved us first.
我们在这里能交通弟兄相爱。Here
we can share brotherly love.
因为你已经把这个爱放在我们里面。Because
you have placed this love in us.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你是爱的源头。We
thank you and praise you because you are the fountain of love.
我们也感谢赞美你，因为是你应当得着一切的爱。
We also praise and thank you because you deserve all the love.
我们把这一个时间恭敬交在你的手中。We
put forth this time on your hand.
我们仰望你的圣灵点活你的话。We
look to your Holy Spirit to quicken your word.
在我们每一个人的心里头。In
the heart of everyone.
叫我们不但能听见，里面能看见。So
that not only we can hear it, we can see it from inside.
主啊，你的话没有一句不是带着能力的。Lord,
every word of you is with power.
你的话 必不突然返回,
and your word will not be said in vain.
所以我们仰望你, 把你的话, 完成在我们的里面,
so we look to you, Lord, to accomplish your word in us.
好叫你在地上有见证,
so that you can find your testimony on this earth.
能得着一切的荣耀,
that you can gain all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主他带领我们在一起有几天的功夫。
We thank our Lord that he has led us several days together.
我想到了最幕后的那一堂，我们都知道我们的主题是什么。
I believe that at this final session, we all know what the theme of this time is.
我们这一次的主题指弟兄相爱。
The theme this time is brotherly love.
但是或者你心里在哪里稀奇, 为什么在过去这几堂我都没有讲弟兄相爱?
Maybe you wonder, how come in the past few days I have never talked about brotherly love?
因为弟兄姊妹在我心里感觉,
because brothers and sisters, in my heart, this is how I feel.
弟兄相爱不是话语,
love among brothers is not just word.
弟兄相爱必须出于生命。
Love among brothers has to come out from life.
我们今天口里讲弟兄相爱。
Today we can talk about brotherly love.
但是究竟所行出来的是不是弟兄相爱?
But is it how we walk out?
我们把弟兄相爱看作
We consider brotherly love too common.
我们把它看作好像我们能做得到的事。
We consider this as something that we can do.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们感谢神。
So dear brothers and sisters, we thank God.
一直到这最后一堂, 我们能讲弟兄相爱了。
Now we have come to the last session. Now we can talk about love among brothers.
因为我们已经看见, 我们里面没有这个爱,
because we have seen that in us there is no this love.
我们看见这个爱的源头是在神里面。
We have seen that the source of this love is in God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
如果我们没有从他而生,
if we are not born of him,
在我们里面根本就没有这个爱。
In us, there's absolutely no such love.
我们也不能爱神, 我们也不能爱弟兄。
We cannot love God, we cannot love our brother.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thank and praise our God.
凡是有这个爱的, 都是从神生的。
He who has this love is born of God.
并且都认识神。
And he knows God.
我们感谢神, 是他把这个爱,
we thank God it is he who put this love in us.
他也命令我们说, 我们要爱他, 也要爱弟兄。
He also give command to us that we shall love him and we shall love brothers.
我们所做不到的,
what we cannot do,
他自己来完成。
He himself come and accomplish it.
所以我们今天能爱我们的神。
Therefore today we can love our God.
不是我们爱, 是他先爱了我们。
Not that we love him, but he loves us first.
他爱我们, 把他的爱放在我们的里面。
He loves us and he put his love in us.
叫我们能用这个爱来爱我们。
So that we can love our God with this love.
我们已经说过, 凡不是出于神的爱来爱神, 都是神所不能悦纳的。
We have already said that whatever love that we use to love God, which is not from God, then that does not please God.
因为主吩咐我们要爱他，这个爱乃是agape。
Because when God told us to love him, that love is agape, That love is His love.
许多的时候，我们要凭着我们天然的爱来爱神。
Oftentimes, we want to love God with our natural love.
结果我们看见，不但不蒙神的悦纳，并且给神许多的麻烦。
And as a result, we see that not only that is not acceptable to God, but we have given God so much trouble.
所以在我们基督徒的经历的里面。
So in the experience of a Christian.
爱神的经历里面。
In the experience of loving God.
我们必须要学习怎样把这个天然的爱置于十字架的底下。
We have to learn how to put this natural love under the cross.
我们如果不是爱主胜过爱我们的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹，连自己的性命就不能做主的门徒。
We cannot be a disciple of the Lord if we do not love Him more than our father, our mother, our children, our brother, our sister, even our own life.
我们对于我们的父母、妻子、丈夫、儿女和我们的性命，我们有一个天然的爱。
We have a natural love toward our parents, our husband, our wife, our children, even our own life.
我们常常就用这个爱来爱我们的神。
We often use this love to love our God.
但是主给我们看见，这个天然的爱必须置于死地。
But the Lord has shown us that this natural love has to be put to death.
我们才能用神所赐给我们的爱来爱他。
Then we can use the love that God has given us to love Him.
神所赐给我们的爱，在我们里面，就圣经所说的起初的爱。
And this love that God has given us is what is in the Bible said to be the first love.
就做时间来讲，乃是当我们信主得救的时候，才开始有的这个爱。
According to time, this love is what we have, what that we only have at the time that we were saved.
就做性质来说，这个爱乃是超然神的爱。
According to essence, according to nature, this love is supernatural love. It is the love of God.
我们就能爱神，像神爱我们一样。
Then we can love God as He loves us.
同样的原则。
In the same principle.
我们因着有了这个爱。
Because we have this love.
我们才能来爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
Then we are able to love our brothers and sisters.
因为圣经里头说到彼此相爱，这个爱不是天然的爱。
Because when the Bible says that the love among each other, and that love is not a natural love.
还是那一个超然神圣的爱。
It is still that supernatural holy love.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看见只有神是爱。
We see that only God is love.
在神之外没有爱。
Outside God, there's no love.
我们也感谢神，因着他的怜悯，他生了我们。
We also thank God because of His mercy, He gave birth to us.
把这个爱放在我们里面。
He put this love in us.
我们也感谢神。
We also thank God.
因着他这样的爱我们，我们也能爱他。
Because He loved us this way, such way,And we can also love Him.
现在我们可以彼此相爱了。
Now we can love one another.
在那一天的晚上。
That night.
我们的主与他的门徒有最后一次的聚集。
Our Lord has the last gathering.With his disciples.
约翰第十三章告诉我们说
John chapter 13 tells us.
他知道他立誓到父那里去的时候到了。
Jesus knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to his father.
他爱那些 属于他自己的人。
He loved his own.
他爱他们到底。
He loved them to the end.
这个到底不但是在时间上的到底。
Now this to the end is not to the end in terms of time.
就是说他一爱上了我们，就爱我们一直到底。
That is to say that once he loved us, he loved us to the end of time.
这个到底在原文里头也有个意思，就是说在所有的事情上，每一件事情上，他都爱我们。
Now, in the original language, this to the end has another meaning. That means in everything, he loves us to the end.
他要爱我们，看我们在每一个环境情形之下把我们带到底。
He loves us to the extent that in every circumstances, every condition, he loves us and brings us to the end.
他知道父已经把万有赐给了他。
He knows that the Father has given him all things.
不但在永世里面，这是神的旨意。
Not only this is the will in eternity.
但是因着他面向十字架。
But because he's facing the cross,
他要完成这个救赎的工作,
and he is to accomplish the work of redemption,
神已经把万有都赐给了他。
God has already given him all things.
在那个时候,
at that moment,
当大家已经坐席了,
when all have been seated,
他起来,
he rose up,
他把他的外衣脱掉,
he took off his outer garment.
他把毛巾束着他的腰。
He girded himself with a towel.
把水倒在盆子里面。
He put the water in the basin.
他就来洗门徒的脚。
He came to wash the feet of his disciples.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道这个故事。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all know this story.
我们知道照着犹太人的习惯。
We know that according to the custom of the Jews,
当这个客人到你家里来复习的时候,
when the guests come to your house for a dinner,
在门口就有侍女在那里。
Now at the door there would be a housemaid.
她在那里要替你洗洗脚。
And she would wash your feet.
因为当时没有这一个柏油的这个马路。
Because at that time there was no paved highway.
都是这个尘土的马路。
And all these roads were covered with dust.
并且当时也不像我们今天穿皮鞋。
And also they did not have our present day shoes.
他们都是穿拖鞋。
They only had sandals.
所以你在外面进到屋子里来的时候。
So when you're coming inside of the house from outside.
在你的脚上啊已经堆了很多的灰尘。
There will be dust on your feet.
所以第一件事就是要把这个脚洗洗干净。
So the first thing,Your feet will be washed.
因为你脚干净了，你全身就感觉舒服。
Because when your feet were washed, then your whole body was refreshed.
如果你的脚不干净啊，你全身都觉得不舒服。
If your feet are not clean, then your whole body do not feel comfortable.
那你用饭的时候啊，也不大高兴。
And when you eat dinner, you will not be too happy.
同时他们坐席不是像我们今天把脚放在桌子底下的。
And also when they ate at that time, it's not like today, we put our feet under the table.
如果在桌子底下看不见还可以。
Now if your feet are under the table, that seems all right.
他们是躺着在那里用席的。
When they were eating their dinner, they were leaning.
所以一双一双的脚都是显在外面。
They were reclining, so they show their feet.
如果脚不洗的话，实在麻烦。
So if you don't wash your feet, it doesn't look too good.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazing.
我们的主吩咐门徒去预备这个筵席。
When our Lord asked the disciples to prepare for the feast.
这一家的主人打开他的房间。
When the host opened up his house,
他也为着我们的主预备了一切的需要。
And he also prepared everything needed.
但是奇怪，水也有了，盆也有了，毛巾也有了。
But there was water, there was basin, there was towel.
但是没有侍女。
But there was no housemaid.
我相信 不是那一家的主人忘记了。
I believe it is not that the host forgot.
我想主在暗暗地通知了他了。
I believe the Lord had told him secretly.
所以当门徒进到房间里来的时候，
So when the disciples came into the room,
他们都盼望有一个侍女在那里替他们洗脚。
They all hoped there would be a maid washing their feet.
但是没有。
But no.
他们觉得很不自然。
They felt very uncomfortable.
但是没有一个人想到要替别人洗脚的。
But no one thought to wash others' feet.
所以他们带着这个肮脏的脚啊，就坐席了。
So they brought their own dusty feet to take a seat.
我想主在那里看着。
And I believe our Lord was watching.
看看他们究竟怎么一回事。
And watching what they would do.
你知道当他们进来的时候，
You know when they came in.
他们在那里做什么？
And what did they do?
圣经告诉路加，路加福音告诉我们说，
In the Gospel of Luke, we were told,
就在那一次坐席的时候，
And just at that feast,
他们都在那里争谁是最大的。
They were all competing for a greater place.
那当然坐席要排位了。
Of course, then when you sit down, then there was different seats.
我想我们的主恐怕没有像今天呢，每一个席会上当名字都名卡都放在那里。
I believe our Lord would not just put everybody's nameplate on their positions at the table.
恐怕他就让他的门徒来拣选他要坐在那里。
Maybe he just let his disciples to choose their own seats.
所以他们在那里争了。
So they were competing.
谁是最大的？
And who is the greatest?
这个最大的要坐在大位上。
The greatest shall be sitting on the high seat.
他们还在那里争这些的事情。
And they were still arguing for this.
他们不但没有想到替别人洗脚。
Not only they had not thought about washing others' feet.
恐怕他们是想别人要替他洗脚。
Maybe they thought that others should wash his feet.
但是谁也不肯让。
But no one would yield.
谁也不肯做。
No one would do this.
所以都坐席了。
So everybody took seats.
主看到。这种的情形。
When the Lord saw this,
我不知道主的心怎样。
I do not know what the heart of our Lord felt.
他们跟随主三年多之久。
They have followed the Lord more than 3 years.
但是到了这个时候还没有学习。
But to this point, they had not learned.
他们不懂弟兄相爱。
They did not understand love among brothers.
所以主自己就起来。
So the Lord rose himself.
神已经把万有都赐给了他。
God has already given him all things.
他快要到父那里去。
He was about to go to the Father.
他对他的门徒做了一件最后的事。
He did this one last thing for his disciples.
最后的服事。
The last ministry.
他谦卑他自己。
He humbled himself.
站在一个小的侍女的地位上。
Standing.At the position of a little maid,
来替他的门徒洗脚
to wash the feet of his disciples.
当他洗完了之后
after he washed,
他就问他们说，你们知道我做的是什么？
He asked them, "Do you know what I was doing?"
你们称我为父子为主。
You called me Master Lord.
我是。
I am.
但是我为你们洗脚。
But I washed your feet.
你们也要彼此。
And you shall wash each other's feet.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主在那里洗他们。
The Lord was washing them.
在外表上是洗他们的脚。
And on outward is washing their feet.
叫他们能觉得舒服。
So that they could be refreshed.
能享受这个筵席。
They could enjoy this feast.
但是在里面
But inside,
主实在是洗他们的灵。
The Lord was washing their spirits,
叫他们能进到一个正常的灵里面
so that they could enter into a normal spirit.
所以主就对他们说
So the Lord told them,
我替你们洗脚
I washed your feet.
你们要彼此洗脚
And you shall wash each other's feet.
这是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
就说我赐给你们一条新的命
The Lord said, I gave you a new commandment.
这个命令就是你们要彼此相爱。
And this commandment is that you shall love each other.
彼此相爱不是一件嘴唇言语上的事。
To love among one another is not a matter of word or lips.
彼此相爱必须有行为和诚实。
To love one another has to be a deed, has to be a truth.
所以主第一次在那里教命令他们彼此相爱的时候。
So the first time when the Lord ordered them to love one another,
他是采取行动。
He took an action.
因为他要给他们看见说彼此相爱不是舌头言语上的事。
Because he wants to show them that to love one another is not a matter of tongues or word.
乃是行为和诚实上的事。
But it's a matter of action and it's a matter of truth.
我们如果看约翰一书的话。
If we come to 1 John,
在约翰一书第二章的里面。
1 John chapter 2.
在第二章第七节里面
Chapter 2 verse 7
约翰在那里写信给弟兄们
John wrote a letter to the brothers
他说亲爱的弟兄啊我写给你们的不是一条新命令乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令
He said Beloved I write no new commandment to you but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning
这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
The old commandment is the word which you heard.
第八节
Verse 8.
再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令。
Again, I write a new commandment to you.
在主是真的，在你们也是真的。
Which thing is true in him and in you?
因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
Because the darkness is passing and the true light already shines.
在约翰十三章里面，主说：“我给你们一条新的命令。”
In John 13, the Lord says, "I give you a new commandment."
到了约翰一书第二章的时候
coming to the First John chapter 2,
约翰说：“我写给你们的不是一条新的命令。”
John said, "What I write to you is not a new commandment."
就是你们从起初所听见的那个道。
It is the word which you have heard from the beginning.
这个起初所听见的道是指做什么说的呢
？What does that word that they have heard from the beginning refer to?
就是在第一章里面所讲的话。
It is the word that was written in chapter 1.
在那里给我们看见，他把起初那原有的那个生命的道交通给他们。
And there.He said that we fellowship this word which is from the very beginning, the word of life.
这个起初所听见的道
This word from the beginning
不但是一个话
Not only is a word
也是一个命令
It is also a commandment
也是一个人
It is also a person
不光是话
Not only the word
也不光是命令
Not only the commandment
乃是那一位
But also this one
那就是我们的主耶稣
Which is our Lord Jesus
这是我们起初所听见的
And this is what we have heard from the beginning
也是我们起初所接受的
And also what we have received from the beginning
当我们接受我们的主的时候
When we received our Lord
我们就接受了他的爱
We received his love
因着有了他的爱
Because of this love from him
我们就来爱他
Then we love him
我们就来爱弟兄
Then we love our brothers
这是一个很自然的事超然的自然的事情
And this is very natural but supernaturally natural
我常常喜欢用这个字 supernaturally natural
I often like to use this word supernaturally natural
因为这个不是天然的
Because this is not comingFrom natural.
这是超然的。
This is supernatural.
但是虽然是超然的。
But although it is supernatural.
但是非常自然。
It is also very natural.
我想这个很清楚。
And this is very clear.
当我们信主的那一天。
The day we believe in our Lord.
永不做人在那里吩咐我们说你要爱神。
No one has to tell you that you shall love God.
自然而然你爱他。
Then very naturally. That you love him.
你尽心尽心尽力尽意地爱他。
And you love him with all heart, all soul, all understanding, and all strength.
你对他有一个起初的爱。
You have a first love toward him.
这是一个命令。
And this is a commandment.
但是这个命令用不着勉强。
But this commandment you do not have to do by force.
是很自然。
And this is very natural.
因为你里面已经被他的爱所充满。
Because you have been filled with his love inside.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们信主的那一天,
the day we believe our Lord,
你如果碰到另外一个信主的人,
when you see another, come across another brother who knows the Lord,
虽然是第一次见面,
although you see him for the first time,
不知道为什么缘故, 你里面就是爱他。
You do not know why, but you love him from within.
你实在还没有认识他。
And even before you know him,
你只知道他是信主的。
You only know that he is a believer.
立刻在你里面有个爱他的爱。
Now immediately there is in you a love toward him.
因为主在你的里面。
Because the Lord is in you.
我们的主这样爱他的父母。
However, our Lord loves his father.
主怎样爱他的父亲。
How the Lord loves his father.
今天主在我们里面也叫我们爱我们的天父。
And the Lord in us and causing us to love our heavenly father.
主怎样爱他属于他自己的人。
And how the Lord loves those belong to him.
主在我们里面的爱也叫我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
And this Lord's love in us causes us to love our brothers and sisters.
所以实在说来，这是一条旧的命令。
And so, in fact, this is an old commandment.
在我们信主的那一天，我们已经接受了这个命令。
The day we believe in our Lord, we have received this commandment.
我们不一定有这个知识。
We may not have this knowledge.
但是我们有这个事情。
But we have this reality.
但是约翰又说了。
But John also said,
但是这也是一条新的命令。
But this is also a new commandment.
在这里所用的那个新啊，不是新旧的新。
And here, the new is not something new or old.
在希腊文里头有两个不同的字眼。
In the Greek, there are two different words.
有一个字是指着新旧的新。
And the one word new refers to something new or old.
还有一个新是指着新鲜的新。
But the other new represents freshness.
在这里所用的新命令就是那个新鲜的新。
Now here, the new commandment means a fresh commandment.
虽然这个命令是旧的。
Although this commandment is old.
但是这个命令从来不成就。
But this commandment was never accomplished.
它是 old, aged.
Was aged.
这个命令永远是新鲜的。
This commandment was aged. But this commandment should always be fresh.
所以这是一个新的命令。
Therefore, this is a new commandment.
在主是如此。
This is true for the Lord.
我们的主在地上的时候。
When our Lord was on earth.
他一生就是爱父。
He loves his Father throughout his life.
一生就是爱我们。
Throughout his life, he loves us.
所以在我们里面也是真的。
Therefore, this is true in us.
因为黑暗渐渐地过去了。
Because the darkness is fading.
真光已经照耀了。
True light is already shining.
这个真光就是神自己。
This true light is God himself.
神是光。
God is light.
他已经照亮了我们。
He has already shined upon us.
在他的光里面。
In his light.
过去的黑暗就渐渐地过去了。
All the past darkness fades away.
我们越过越接受光。
And more we receive this light.
当我们越过越蒙光照的时候
when we were shined upon again and again,
在我们身上的黑暗就越过越过去了。
The darkness in us began to fade away.
所以这里告诉我们说，这一个弟兄相爱，不但是从第一天就已经有了。
So here we are told that this brotherly love, not only it came to us from the first day,
并且这个弟兄相爱是一直长大的。
But this love among brothers grows every day.
越过 越进入弟兄相爱。
And more and more we enter into brotherly love.
开始的时候我们是相爱。
At the beginning, indeed, we love.
但是恐怕我们里面还有许多的黑暗。
But maybe there's still darkness in us.
我们没有看见。
We did not see.
但是当神给我们更多光的时候，
But when God shed more light in us,
我们爱我们的弟兄就更深更切。
We love our brother deeper and more true.
主说我赐给你们一条新的命令。
The Lord says, I give you a new commandment.
你们要彼此
That you love one another.
我怎样的爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
How I love you, you shall love one another the same.
这一个实在是一条新的命令。
And this indeed is a new commandment.
因为我们回头到旧约的时候，
Because when we turn back to see the Old Testament,
我们知道命令、诫命和律法，律法和先知的总纲。
We know that the outline, the summary of law and prophets,
乃是第一最重要的，要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The greatest and the first is to love the Lord your God with all heart, all soul, all understanding, and all strength.
其实也是相似的，你要爱邻舍像自己。
And the second, but likewise, you love your neighbors as yourself.
但是主在那里吩咐门徒的时候，
But when the Lord said these things to his disciples,
他说你们要彼此相爱。
He said, you shall love one another.
这是一条新的命令。
And this is a new commandment.
这个新是新在什么地方呢？
And where is this newness?
第一。
The first.
在旧约的命令里是爱邻舍像爱自己。
In the Old Testament, the commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
邻舍就是住在你左右旁边的人。
Neighbors are those who live in your neighborhood.
邻舍乃是外面的关系。
The neighbors are an external relationship.
因为他住在你的隔壁，所以你要爱他。
Because he lives by your side, therefore you love him.
实在说来，你这样爱他，你也得做很大的益处。
But actually, when you love him, you yourself get benefit.
这个关系是外面的。
But this relationship is outside.
但是主在那里说，你们要彼此相爱。
But the Lord says, you shall love one another.
乃是弟兄相爱。
But that is among brothers.
所以弟兄啊，是里面的关系。
Brother is a matter of inside.
不管不但是住在你隔壁。
Now whether he lives in your neighborhood.
就是他住得很远的话。
Even if he lives far away.
你与他有里面的那个关系。
You have a relationship with him which is internal.
因着是一个里面的关系，
Because this is an internal relationship.
所以这一个是一个新的命令。
This is a new commandment.
第二，
Number two.
主说你要爱彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
The Lord says, you shall love one another. How I love you, that's how you shall love one another.
爱邻舍乃是像爱自己。
To love your neighbor is like to love yourself.
如果你能爱你的邻舍像爱你自己一样，那个是了不起了。
If you can love your neighbor as you love yourself, then you are very good.
我们知道，那一个律法师就做不到。
We know that that lawyer were not able to do this.
那个少年的官就做不到。
That the young ruler could not do this.
就是做到了。
Even if he could,
也不过是爱你的邻舍像爱你自己一样。
It is only to love your neighbors as loving yourself.
这一个爱的标准是你自己。
And this standard of love is to love yourself.
但是现在这条新的命令，
But now we have this new commandment.
他说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
He said, how I love you, and that's how you love one another.
这个标准完全不同。
The standard is totally different.
这个标准不是你，不是我。
The standard is not you, nor I.
这个标准是主。
The standard is the Lord.
主怎样爱我们。
How the Lord loves us.
我们也要怎样地彼此相爱。
That's how we shall love one another.
许多的时候，我们以为说我们爱弟兄够了。
And oftentimes we think it is enough that I love my brother.
你用你自己来做测量。
You use yourself to be the measure.
你认为你已经尽你所能的，已经爱了你的弟兄了。
You think you have loved your brother with all your might.
但是，你实在还有很多的亏欠。
But indeed, you have much shortcoming.
因为主说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。
Because the Lord said, how I love you,That's how you shall love one another.
彼此相爱是没有限量的。
To love one another is without limit.
像主爱我们是无穷尽的一样。
As the Lord loves us without limit.
第三。
Number three.
这是一条新的命令。
This is a new commandment.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为旧的命令是律法。
Because the old commandment is a law.
这个律法是要你自己去遵守的。
The law is for you to keep.
这个新的命令也要遵守。
Now, the new commandment also needs to be kept.
主说，你们如果爱我的话，要遵守我的命令。
The Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandment.
这个命令就是要弟兄相爱。
And that commandment is to love brothers.
但是，我们遵守不是靠着我们自己，乃是恩典在我们里面。
But when we keep this love, it is not according to ourselves, but it's grace in us.
我们不能。
We cannot.
谁能爱弟兄像主爱我们一样？
Who is able to love his brother as the Lord loves us?
如果旧约律法的命令都不能遵守
，If we cannot keep the commandment of the law in the Old Testament time，
现在主给我们的命令是远超过旧约的命令。
The commandment that the Lord gave us now is far beyond the commandment at the Old Testament time。
我们怎么能来遵守呢
？How can we keep this？
感谢神。
But we thank God。
是他自己。的爱在我们里面。
It is He, His own love in us.
是他的恩典在我们里面。
It is His grace in us.
叫我们能遵守他的命令。
So that we can keep His commandment.
所以这是一条新的命令。
So this is a new commandment.
爱弟兄是有根据的。
And to love brothers, there is a basis.
爱弟兄第一个根据就是根据神的爱。
The first basis is God's love.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
不是我们爱。
Not that we love.
乃是神爱我们。
But He loves us first.
我们经历了神的爱。
We experienced His love.
第二。
Number two.
当我们经历神爱的时候。
When we experience God's love,
我们就开始来爱神。
We start to love God.
有了爱神的心。
With this heart, love God.
然后我们才能谈到爱弟兄。
Then we can even talk about loving brothers.
如果我们不是被神的爱所摸着的话。
If we are not touched by the love of God,
如果我们不是爱神的话,
if we do not love God,
我们没有办法彼此相爱。
We are not able to love one another.
所以这些都是爱的根基。
So these are the basis of love.
为着这个缘故，我们留到最后一天晚早晨，我们才来谈弟兄相爱。
Therefore, it is toward the very last session.
我们怎样彼此相爱的？
How do we love one another?
我们先从反面来看。
But let's look at it from a negative side.
我们看约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness until now.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有半地的缘由。
He that loves his brother abides in light, and there's no occasion of stumbling in him.
还有三章第十二节。
First John chapter 3, verse 12.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者的，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Not as Cain was of the wicked one and slew his brother, and on account of what slew he him? Because his work were wicked, and those of his brother righteous.
很稀奇，在约翰一书里面，当他讲到弟兄相爱的时候
，It's very amazing when John talked about brotherly love.
他特别也提到恨弟兄这件事。
And he also mentioned this matter of hating brothers.
你知道在约翰一书里头有许多的对比。
You see that in the first John there were many contraries.
中间有一个就是爱与恨。
One of them was love and hatred.
神的命令要我们爱弟兄。
And God's commandment is for us to love brothers.
但是在这个对面有一个叫做恨。
But on the other side, there's another thing called hating brothers.
我们知道恨弟兄啊。
Do we know that hating his brother?
好像是不可能的事情。
It sounds like impossible.
我们怎么能恨弟兄呢？
How can I hate my brother?
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
我们都是肢体。
We are all members.
我们只能相爱。
We can only love one another.
我们不能相恨。
We cannot hate each other.
好像这是不可能的事情。
As if this is impossible.
但是可惜
but very regrettably,
我们知道这是一件很普遍的事情。
And we actually see this is a very common thing.
在神的儿女中很普遍。
Among God's children, hatred is prevailing.
你说我在哪里恨我的弟兄呢？
You ask where I hated my brother.
如果你不赦免你的弟兄。
If you do not forgive your brother,
你就是恨你的弟兄。
You hate your brother.
彼得到主面前来。
Peter came to the Lord.
他说我的弟兄得罪了。
He said, my brother sinned against me.
我赦免他。
I forgave him.
但是他得罪了我七次。
But he sinned against me seven times.
是不是够了？
Now, would that be enough?
现在不必赦免。
Now that I don't have to forgive him anymore.
主说,
the Lord said,
我不是说七次,
I'm not saying seven times.
是七十个七次,
I'm saying seven times seven times.
70 times seven.
70 times seven times. Sorry.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天在神儿女中,
today among God's children,
有许多
There are many spirits which do not forgive.
你的弟兄，你的姊妹得罪了你。
When your brother or your sister sin against you.
你虽然没有像旧约的律法，以牙还牙。
Although you did not fight back, just as in the Old Testament.
你在那里说好，总算我们是弟兄。我没有办法，就算了。
And you say, that because we're brother, there's nothing I can do, forget it.
但是你不能忘记。
But you cannot forget.
你不能赦免他。
You cannot forgive him.
你外面没有事。
And outside, there seems to be nothing.
你里面过不去。
But inside, you cannot let that go.
因着这个缘故，不知道在教会中出了多少的难处。
Now because of this, how many problems were caused within the church?
叫弟兄姊妹不能合一。
That brothers and sisters cannot be one.
叫我们过虚假的生活。
That we live a life of falsehood.
我们不能彼此之间好像没有距离。
And that we cannot treat each other as there is no obstacle.
里面是 transparent, 透亮。
And we cannot be transparent inside.
所以我们的交通也受了许多的拦阻。
Therefore, our fellowship was also being stopped.
我们不知道带进多少的死亡。
We do not know how much death has been brought in because of this.
彼得到主那里。
Peter went to the Lord.
是我的弟兄得罪我。
Said, my brothers sinned against me.
我常常想。
I often think.
彼得的弟兄是谁呢？
Who is Peter's brother?
Andrew.
Andrew is Peter's brother.
如果你读圣经的话。
If you read the Bible.
你能感觉出来。
You can feel it.
这弟兄两个人的性情完全不同。
These two brothers have different disposition.
彼得是一个外向冲锋的人。
Peter was very extrovert. He was a charging person.
他这个人很直。
And he was very straight.
他讲话也不想的。
And when he talks, he did not think.
你知道这样的人最容易得罪人。
You know, this kind of person most easily offend others.
那么他的兄弟安德利是怎样的人呢？
And what kind of person is Andrew, his brother?
你知道他是一个很细心的人。
Andrew was a very careful person.
那个时候有几千上万的人在那里。
There were thousands, at one time there were thousands of people there.
主说你给他们吃的。
The Lord says, give them to eat.
这个安德利啊，在几万人中间，他能看出有一个孩子有五饼两。
Now Andrew was able to spot out of thousands there was a little boy that has two breads and five fish. Two fish and five bread. Thank you.
这样一个小心的人。
And such a careful person.
你想他得罪人的次数是不是不多的？
And would you imagine that he would not offend people too often?
我想实在是彼得得罪安德烈。
I believe that it is Peter who offended his brother.
但是他认为是安德烈得罪了他。
But he thought Andrew offended him.
我们常常是这样的。
And this is our condition.
而我们说我赦免你，哦，了不起。
And when we say I forgive you, so I'm really great.
但是到了七次。
But after the seventh time, I cannot do that anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
就是你的弟兄错了。
Even if your brother is wrong,
你要想到你亏欠主多少。
You have to think how much you owe your Lord.
主都赦免了你。
And the Lord forgave you.
我们的弟兄怎么样得罪，也不能像我们得罪主。
No matter how my brother offended me, it is not as many as how I offended my Lord.
我怎么能不赦免？
How can I not forgive my brother?
主说，你如果不是从心里头赦免人。
The Lord says, if you do not forgive others from your heart,
主也不赦免你。
The Lord does not forgive you.
不赦免弟兄，就是恨你的。
Not to forgive your brother is to hate your brother.
你住在黑暗的里面。
You live in darkness.
你不知道往哪里去。
You do not know where to go.
你属灵的光景是在死亡的里面。
Your spiritual condition is in death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要不要在主面前求主光照我们？
Should we ask the Lord to shine upon us before Him?
恨弟兄。
To hate brothers.
另外一方面。
The other aspect.
是因着嫉妒的缘
故。It's because of jealousy.
什么时候你嫉妒你的弟兄？
Whenever you're jealous of your brother,
你是恨你的弟兄。
You hate your brother.
该隐他恨约伯。
Cain hated, Abel.
为什么原因？
For what reason?
因为他嫉妒他。
Because he was jealous of him.
他看见亚伯的行为蒙神的悦纳。
He saw that the what Abel did was acceptable to God.
而他被神弃绝了。
And what he did was rejected by God.
他心里起了嫉妒。
And he jealousy arose in him.
他怀恨他的弟兄。
And he hated his brother.
就把他的弟兄杀了。
He killed him.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们对于弟兄姊妹。
Today, when we face our brothers and sisters,
我们里面有没有嫉妒的心？
Do we have a jealousy toward any of them?
我们看见我们的弟兄姊妹好像多蒙一点恩典。
When we see our brother or a sister has received much grace,
或者多有一点恩赐。
And has some more gifts,
或者多有一点成就。
And has some more results,
甚至于在地上多有一点丰富。
Even that he has more riches in on earth,
你里面。嫉妒不嫉妒？
Now, do you have jealousy in your heart?
如果有这个嫉妒的心，
if you have a jealousy in you,
这个就是恨你的弟兄。
That is hating your brother.
你巴不得他的恩典少一点。
You would wish that his gift would reduce.
他的恩赐少一点。
His grace reduced, his gift reduced.
巴不得他的成功少一点。
And you wish that he were less successful.
如果他倒霉了，你里头高兴。
If he was in trouble, then you are very happy.
这个就是恨弟兄。
This is to hate brothers.
当我们看见弟兄姊妹蒙主的祝福。
When we see brothers and sisters being blessed by the Lord.
被神使用。
Being used by the Lord.
而我们没有那样。
And we are not like him.
我们要感谢赞美。
We have to thank and praise our Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord that he uses our brother.
他祝福我的姊妹。
That he blessed my sister.
这个就是爱。
And this is love.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这个我们也要注意。
And this we have to pay attention.
第三
Number three.
我们如果忽略我们的弟兄姊妹
If we ignore our brothers and sisters,
这个也等于恨我们的弟兄姊妹
This is also hating our brothers or sisters.
在约翰一书第三章
First John chapter 3
我们从第十六节
Now we can read from verse 16
主为我们舍命我们从此就知道何为爱我们也当为弟兄舍命
Hereby we have known love because he has laid down his life for us and we ought for the brethren to lay down our lives
凡有世上财物的看见弟兄贫乏却施助怜悯的心爱神的心怎能存在他心里呢
But whoso may have the world's substance and see his brother having need and shut up his bowels from him how abides the Lord and the love of God in him
这些的话都是从前面记下来的
And these words were continuation of previous words
比方说十三节里头
For example, verse 13.
凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。
He said, whoever hates his brother is a killer.
所以今天我们如果忽略我们的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, today, if we ignore our brothers or sisters,
我们的弟兄姊妹有需要。
Our brother or our sister has need.
不管是属灵的需要或者是 是地的需要。
No matter whether that's a spiritual need or a material need.
如果我们施助我们怜悯的心，
if we just stop our bowel of compassion.
换一句话说，我们把这个爱把它压住。
In another word, if we just suppress or keep this love.
我们看见一个弟兄，一个姊妹。
When we see a brother or a sister,
当他有属灵上需要的时候，
when he has spiritual need,
这一个爱弟兄的心自然而然在里面发出来。
Now this heart to love my brother will arise very naturally in me.
你要去服侍他。
And you shall go to serve him.
你不能漠不关心啊。
And you cannot be careless about him.
你看见一个弟兄一个姊妹他有物质上需要的时候，
when you see a brother or a sister having material need,
你自然而然觉得说我要帮助他。
And you very naturally feel that I need to help him.
这是弟兄相爱。
And this is brotherly love.
这是超然的自然。
And this is very supernatural, natural love.
但是你看见了，你压住这个爱。
But when you see this, but you suppress that love.
这个就是恨你的弟兄。
That is hating your brother.
多少的时候？
Oftentimes.
是我们。
It is our difficulty.
圣灵在我们里面，他点着我们的爱。
The Holy Spirit in us kindles our love.
我们觉得要爱弟兄。
And we feel that we need to love our brother.
但是我们把它压下去。
But we suppressed it.
这个就是恨弟兄。
And this is hating brother.Also,
如果我们轻看我们的弟兄，
if we despise our brother,
这一个就是恨我们的弟兄。
This is we hate our brother.
在雅各书第二章里头，
in James chapter 2,
他说如果有一个人穿了美衣，
he said if there is a one who have a beautiful robe,
进到你们的会堂里头，
entering into your assembly,
你就请他上座。
And you ask him to sit at a good place.
另外有一个人，他的衣服是肮脏的。
And you see another person coming in with a filthy rag.
你说你站在哪里，我就坐在我的脚下。
And you say that you stand there or you sit by my feet.
这一个轻视弟兄姊妹。
And this despising brother or sister.
就是恨你的弟兄姊妹。
Is hating your brother or sister.
实在说来，多爱。就是恨。
Actually, to hate is not to love.
你如果不爱的话，
if you do not love,
你应当爱，
you should love.
而你不爱，
but you don't.
这个就是恨你的弟兄。
That is to hate your brother.
所以求神怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
在消极的方面，我们不能恨。
So negatively, we cannot hate our brothers.
愿神救我们脱离这个罪。
May God save us from this sin.
叫我们心里头扩大，满了神的爱。
So that our heart can be enlarged, full of the love of God.
在消极方面，也是圣经给我们看见第二件事。
And the negatively speaking,The Bible also shows us a second thing.
第一是第三章第十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
The little children, when we love, it should not be with words or lips, but it should be in action and it should be in deeds.And also in truth.
是不是我们很容易犯这个毛病？
Is it that oftentimes we have this problem?
我们不但对于我们的神是这样，对于我们的弟兄姊妹也照样。
Not only this is how we behave to our God, this is also how we behave to our brothers or sisters.
许多的时候我们嘴里说神啊我爱你神啊我爱你。
Oftentimes we say that God we love you, God I love you.
那我们是不是真正爱他呢
But do I really love him?
我们有没有遵守他的命令呢
Have we obeyed his commandments?
我们没有。
We have not.
我们在嘴唇和舌头的上面。
And this is, we are only on our lips or words.
我们对弟兄们也是一样。
And this is how we treat our brothers.
我们嘴里常常说我爱你我爱你我爱你。
And we say that I love you, I love you, I love you.
有的时候我觉得说你少说一点更好。
And oftentimes I think, I feel that it's better if we say less of that.
因为爱不在言语和舌头上。
Because love is not on your lips, and love is not on your word.
我不是说你不可以说。
I'm not saying that you should not say that.
我们要说。
We should say that.
我们要对神说神啊我爱你
we should say to our God that God I love you
但是这个背后要有行为和诚实
but behind it there has to be action and the truth and reality
你在背后你遵行他的旨意
and behind you keep his commandment you do his will
你行在真理的里面
you walk in the truth
这样你说神啊
And then you say, God, I love you.
神的心就被你摸住了。
The heart of God is touched.
如果不是这样的话
if not so,
你可以说千次万次。
You can say it thousands of times.
神无动于衷。
God was not moved.
同样的原则。
The same principle.
我们爱弟兄也是一样。
It's the same when we love our brothers.
我不是说我们不可以讲弟兄我爱你。
I'm not saying that we cannot say that, brother, I love you.
应当讲。
We should say that.
我常常觉得我自己，因为他是中国的古风。
And I often think myself because of this is my Chinese tradition.
我们中国的古风啊，这种话不说。
In our ancient Chinese tradition, we don't say this.
这个实在是不好的事情。
And this is not, and that's not right.
但是当我们口里在那里说的时候
But when we say it with our mouth
我们要有行为来托住它
But there needs to be deeds supporting it
并且实在是出于自诚
But it is from our deep honesty
所以在消极方面就是这样
Therefore these are the negative aspects
让我们来看积极方面
Now let's look at the positive side.
实在这些方面，我要交通的就是哥林多前书第十三章。
So on the positive side, what I want to share was the First Corinthians chapter 13.
但是，我知道弟兄姊妹，都快要离开了。
But I know we don't have much time.
所以我不敢得罪你。
So I do not want to sin against you.
我不过很快的就看一下。
So let's look at it quickly.
哥林多前书第十三章是一个爱的一章。
The First Corinthians chapter 13 is a chapter of love.
但是这一章的圣经不是是有特别的这个 context, 有特别的关系的。
But this chapter has a very specific context.
它是在十二章、十四章之间的。
It is between chapter 12 and 14.
你如果把这一章啊，从那一个前后拿出来的话
，If you take it out of the context，
单独来看的话
，Just look at a single chapter，
那就要出问题。
Then you have problem.
但是你把它放在十二章、十四章之间，那是非常恰当。
But if you put it in between chapter 12 and 14 as it should, then it's very proper.
因为十二章是讲到身体。
Because chapter 12 talks about the body.
有人以为说十二章讲恩赐。
And some said that chapter 12 talks about gifts.
不。
No.
十二章是讲身体。
Chapter 12 talks about the body.
十四章乃是讲这个肢体的运用。
And chapter 14 talks about the operation within the body, within the members of the body.
那中间就是这个爱。
And in between, there is this love.
所以这个爱是用在 弟兄相爱的上面。
So this love applies to brotherly love.
我们怎样能弟兄相爱呢？
How can we love our brothers?
他这里告诉我们。
And here we are told.
第四节。
Verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Verse 4. Love is long patience.
这个在原文里头土一点翻译就说爱是长久受苦。
And in the original language, and more bluntly, it says love is long suffering.
我们以为我们进到弟兄姊妹的中间。
We think when we come among brothers and sisters.
那是 home sweet home.
And that's home sweet home.
那实在是一个享受的地方。
And that's a place of enjoyment.
我们在世界受了很多的苦。
And we suffer much in the world.
现在到教会里面来，我们可以享受。
Now we come into the church to enjoy.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们要看见，
you have to see,
在弟兄中间，
among brothers,
在教会的里面，
in the church,
在神的家里面，
in the house of God,
在肢身体的里面，
in the body,
爱的第一个表现是长久受苦。
The first expression of love is long suffering.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们是肢体。
Because we are members of a body.
我们连在一起。
We are connected together.
我们那么近。
We are so close.
那么亲。
And so near.
因着这个缘故，难免有的时候有一点摩擦。
For this reason, sometimes it cannot be avoided that we have some frictions.
有的时候你打了我。
Sometimes you hit me.
我踢了你。
I kicked you.
难免有这样的事。
And sometimes you cannot avoid it.
不但难免，并且很多。
Not only you cannot avoid, but it abounds.
那么你碰到这种情形的时候，你怎么办？
What do you do when you come into this situation?
你是不是到了一个地步？
Do you come to a point?
你说我这个苦也吃够了。
It says I have suffered enough.
现在我要出去了。
I want to leave.
但是你是身体上的肢体。
But you are a member of the body.
你走也走不掉。
You can't leave.
那怎么？
What can you do?
你如果没有长久受苦的心智，
If you do not have a will to suffer long,
你受不了。
You cannot stand it.
这里就是爱。
This is love.
你吃饭的时候吃得快一点。
When you go to meal and you eat fast,
牙齿咬到舌头。
Teeth by your tongue.
多少次？
How many times?
有没有舌头在那里说？
Did the tongue say?
你下一次再咬我的话，我就出去。
The next time you bite me, I'll leave.
长久受苦。
Long suffering.
甘心乐意的受苦。
To suffer willingly.
弟兄姊妹，给你许多的为难。
Brothers and sisters bother you much.
但是主的爱在你里面。
But the love of the Lord is in you.
无限制的忍受。
That you endure, you suffer without limit.
不但这样。
Not only that.
又有恩赐。
This also is grace.
这是
kind. What is that?
意思就是说你从弟兄中间接受无限制的苦难。
That is, you accept from brothers unlimited suffering.
你环抱他的乃是恩典，是慈爱。
What you receive is affliction. What you return is kindness and grace.
这个爱是我们主的爱。
And this love is the love of our Lord.
当人用枪刺他肋旁。
When the spear appears his side,
流出血和水来。
Outpouring blood and water.
血是我们的罪。
The blood atoned our sin.
水赐给我们生命。
Water gave us life.
每一个我们给主的伤口。
Every wound that we have.
都在那里说。
Every wound that the Lord has speaks to us that I love you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这个是弟兄相爱。
This is brotherly love.
当然底下许许多多。
Of course, there are many other things.
我们请弟兄姊妹自己去读了。
Now I can only ask you, brothers and sisters, to read it yourself.
求主光照我们。
May the Lord shine lights upon us.
叫我们真正能切实地彼此相爱。
That we can indeed love one another.
如果我们这样彼此相爱。
If we love one another like this,
有什么结果?
What would be the result?
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
我们如果彼此相爱,
if we love one another,
我们就出死入生了,
then we pass from death to life.
这个话在约翰,在圣经里用了两次。
And this phrase has been used two times in the Bible.
在约翰第五章里头用了一次。
John chapter 5, it was used.
你们如果信神，并且相信他所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
If you believe God and also believe the Jesus Christ which He has sent, this is eternal life.
你们就出死入生。
Then you pass from death to life.
照样。
Likewise.
我们如果爱弟兄的话
if we love brothers,
我们就出死。
We pass from death to life.
我们如果彼此相爱的话,
if we love one another,
主说, 你们就是我的门徒。
The Lord said that you are my disciples.
我们要不要做主的门徒?
Do we want to be his disciples?
我们是不是光是接受他做救主就完了?
Are we only merely just accept him as our savior?
叫我们有所得着就够了。
And so that we can gain something, that would be enough.
我们根本没有意识来跟从他。
And we had no heart to follow him.
来做他的门徒。
To be his disciple.
被让他把我们磨成他的形象。
So that he can conform us into his own image.
如果我们有这个心愿。
But if we have this will.
我们彼此相爱。
That we love one another.
我们就真正是他的门徒。
Then we are truly his disciples.
我们如果彼此相爱的话。
If we love one another.
我们就住在神里面。
We dwell in God.
神也住在我们里面。
And God abides in us too.
我们与我们的主就合一了。
Then we are one with our Lord.
他怎么样?
And however is he?
我们在地上也怎么样?
And that's what we should be on earth.
这样惧怕从我们里头挪去。
Then fear is taken away from among us.
因为爱里没有惧怕。
Because in love there's no fear.
我们看到前面的日子。
When we see the days ahead,
我们想到见主面的时候。
When we think of the day we see him,
就是有基督台前的审判。
That even if there is punished, is the judgment on the judgment seat before Christ.
我们没有惧怕。
We have no fear.
因为他怎样，我们也怎样。
Because however is he, that's what we shall be.
如果我们彼此相爱。
If we love one another,
世界上人就看见了神。
The world see God.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
但是如果弟兄相爱的话，
But if brothers love one another,
世界就看见了主。
The world shall see the Lord.
你知道起初的教会。
You know the beginning churches.
他们的见证是什么？
And what is their testimony?
世界上的人指着他们说。
The world pointed to them saying,
看啊,
see,
这些人彼此相爱。
These people love themselves.
在这么后的日子,
in the last days,
主快要来了,
the Lord is coming.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
是不是时候了?
Isn't it time?
我们要回到弟兄相爱的里面去。
That we shall go backTo brotherly love.
巴不得在弟兄姊妹的中间没有相吞相拥，我们能相爱同心。
That we hope that among brothers and sisters, there's no biting each other, that we can love among ourselves, and we can have one heart.
在这最末后的时候，能有一个。
Then in this last hour that we can have a beautiful testimony.
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us. Let's bow down and pray. Our Lord, we really feel shame. The way we love you is so shallow. And our love to our brothers is so incomplete. And so many times we put your name to shame on this earth. And so many times that we do not love enough our brothers. We really feel that, Lord, we're short to you. We come to you. We thank you. You remind us once again. We look to your Holy Spirit to pour down the love of God in us once again, so that we can rise up and love you and to love our brothers. May praise, honor, and glory are all to you. In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.